Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we've come to hear your word. Our heart is open. Our spirit is receptive to your word. We receive your word today with meekness of heart. Our hearts are receptive to your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we receive clarity from your word, instruction to take from your word. There is no error in this atmosphere. As we hear your word, we are edified and you are glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. We started off on, during the vigil, on what? Identification of the church, right? 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 Is that where we started from? Hallelujah. Identification of the church. Okay, identifying the church. Okay, yeah. Okay. Identification of the church, identifying the church. It's just the shun and the aim. Okay. Are you with the Bibles? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I gave some people an assignment. Give some people assignments. They're looking at me. Give some people assignments. Okay, Matthew chapter 16. Let's take off from there. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16. Are you in chapter 16 of Matthew? Okay. I want to read from verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am? The Son of Man. Who do men say that I am? Who do men say that who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Sorry. Hallelujah. So they said, listen to this. They said, some said John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Verse 15. And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, "Who do you say that I am?" Verse 16. Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Take note of this word. He said, "You are the Christ." The word Christ is the word Christos, which means Messiah. In Hebrew, it's called Mashiach. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, "You are the Christos. You are the Mashiach, the Messiah." Hallelujah. Amen. He said, "The Son of the living God." Hallelujah. Verse 17. Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah." Aha. Some people say Simon Peter's true name is Simon Bar-Jonah. What he says is, "Blessed are you, Simon, the son of Jonah." Hallelujah. "Say, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 18. He says, "And also I say to you that you are Peter." Take note of this word. He said, "I say to you, you are Peter." Hallelujah. "You are Peter. And on this rock," the word for rock is the word Petra. The word for Peter is the word Petru. So we'll get there. Hallelujah. Said, "You are Peter. On this rock, I'll build my church. And the gate of hell, the gate of Hades, shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Verse 19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Look at verse 20. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Remember what we said during the vigil? We said the teaching of the word is to bring what? The end point or the end product is what? Instruction, training, nurturing in righteousness. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Was that what we said? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I want you to take note of some key words. I'm going to start from there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 17. Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon, but Jonah, for flesh and blood. What did flesh and blood did not reveal? He said, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. What does it mean? It didn't mean Peter's flesh and blood. No, it talks about was not revealed to you by the senses. It was not revealed to you by the senses, but by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But my Father who is in heaven. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except what? By the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no one by the Spirit calleth him accursed. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So he said, I also say to you, you are Peter. And upon this rock. What does it mean when he said upon this rock? Remember, Peter gave something. He said, you are. You are who? Christ. You are Jesus the Christ. Did you see that? You are Jesus the Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people will say, you are Yahushua HaMashiach. Jesus the Messiah. The Son of the Living God. The Son of the Living God. Now, he said, blessed are you, Peter. I mean, blessed are you, Simon, by Jonah, right? For flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. He says, thou art Peter. He gives him an identification. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have to understand that. But I'm going to come back to that identification of Peter towards the end of this teaching, which might not be today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about that because we are identified in him too. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He said, thou art Peter. He now said, upon this rock. What is that rock? Some people said, he said upon Peter. Because, you know, I gave you the Greek name for Peter. The meaning, the Greek word for Peter and the Greek word for rock. It looks very similar. Very similar, hallelujah. Petra, Petro. But you see, he wasn't referring to Peter as a rock. Hallelujah. He used, you see, the word Petra being used by Jesus is always used figuratively. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If you are with your Bibles, you could actually see that. Hallelujah. I don't want to. Okay, let me not spare you that. Let's just focus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, even in the Old Testament, Samuel will say, and it's written in several parts of the Old Testament, that God is the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. It says, God is the rock of our salvation. He is. They were waiting for, or they were looking at him. He is. Prophesying about Christ. Hallelujah. Now, Peter came with a revelation. He said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, Jesus making or putting that word of Peter as the central word, he said, upon this rock, this truth, hallelujah, hallelujah. So most times when you see the word rock used in the scripture, he's referring to truths. Are you hearing me? Refers to truth. He said, upon this rock, meaning the word upon is the word epi, which means in this truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, we know he puts Peter in charge of the flocks. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. If you agape me, feed my lamb. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. Hallelujah. Now, we know he put him in charge of the flocks, right? But he didn't build his church on Peter. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? He built his church on that truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, speaking to Peter, he will build his church on that truth. Hallelujah. Because he said, I will build my church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, we're going to take note of some words. First of all, he says Jesus, he called him the Christ, right? Christ, the Christ. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 1 verse 29. Somebody should quickly read. Okay, let me read. Hallelujah. To be fast. John chapter 9 verse 29. John 1 29. Is John speaking. On seeing Jesus, he said something. He said, behold the Lamb which taketh away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you there? He says, okay, verse 29. And the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him. And he said, behold the Lamb of God which take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You read Luke chapter 4 verse 7. Luke chapter 4 verse 7. Luke 4 7. Oh, before you get, okay. I already said she opened Luke 4 7. I said you should go to 41. I read. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, Luke chapter 4 verse 7. I don't want to get there. Let's look at verse 40. Sorry. I'm very sorry for taking you to verse 40. It says, when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick and with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many crying out and saying, you are Christ, the Son of God. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 3 to verse 6 spoke about him as the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lamb who would take away the sins of the world. He is the Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Paul had to testify to this truth also, that he is the Christ. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want to read from verse 15. So now you understand. Are you there? From verse 15 it says, First Corinthians. Okay. From verse 15 I read. And he died for all. Who did? Verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we touch thus that if one died for all, then we all died. Hallelujah. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer to themselves, but for him who died and rose for them, and rose again rather. Verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him thus what? No longer. Hallelujah. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, hallelujah, he is a new creation. Hallelujah. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Now all things have God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses on them, and has committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now verse 20. He said, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Hallelujah. We are what? Ambassadors for Christ. Now, meaning, in all this we've read, okay, look at verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin. Hey, did you see that? To be sin for all. For us, rather, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said he made him to become sin for us. Glory to God. He is the sin offering. Or he was the sin offering for the whole world. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold the Lamb who taketh away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophecy revealed. Or prophecy. How will I put it now? Okay. Romans 5, 7 to verse 8. We see him as the Christ unveiled to us by Paul. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1. Okay. John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his son. Hallelujah. 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 Romans 4 verse 24 to 25 and Acts of Apostles chapter 8 verse 32. We see him as revealed from Paul's writing as the Christ. Hallelujah. So Paul attests to read that he is the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of John, that should be John, in the book of John, while he picked out his disciples, one of them, having seen him and hear him call him, he ran to his brother and said, come, we found the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They knew him as the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Another word he uses is the Son of the Living God. The Son of the Living God. Glory to God. John chapter 1 verse 1. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. He said, same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him is anything made that is made. Hallelujah. Verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 23. Let's go to Matthew 1 23. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 1 verse 23. Reading was quoting from Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. It said, verse 23, it said, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. Hallelujah. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Hallelujah. Meaning God has become one of us. Did you see that? God has become one of us. God has become one of us. Hallelujah. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say, all things were made by him. Meaning Jesus, the Word, predates the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said he came to his own. His own rejected him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They knew him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become sons of God. Let's look at that John chapter 1. I want to point out some few things there to us. Hallelujah. John chapter 1. Are you in John chapter 1? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Verse 10. It says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He was in the world. He made the world. Hallelujah. He predates the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was in the humanity. Verse 14. And the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. He took on the form of a man. The Word to become flesh is to change form. Hallelujah. The Word was made flesh. Jinomai, hallelujah, was made flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To change form. He had to change his form. Philippians chapter 2. Let's rush down to Philippians chapter 2. Let's see Paul explaining that to us quickly. Paul explained that to us in Philippians chapter 2. Quickly. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Philippians 2 from verse 6. Okay, let's start from verse 5. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, referring to man, hallelujah, and coming in the likeness of man. Did you see that? Taking the form of a bond servant, which is coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we sing the song, God in man who died for man. Man who died for man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that? Do you understand that? It took the form of a man. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. The Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, let's look at let's look at Hebrews chapter 1. I'm trying to reduce the workload for us. Hebrews chapter 1. God in sundry times and as diverse man and in diverse manner spoken to us in time past. Okay? God who at various times and in various ways spoken in time past to the fathers by the prophets. And in this last day spoken to us by His Son, hallelujah, whom He appointed heir of all things, hallelujah, through whom also He made the world, hallelujah, hallelujah, through whom also He made the world, meaning the Son is referring to, go back to chapter 1, all things, He was in the world was made by Him, hallelujah, so He's referring to Jesus as the Son, hallelujah, hallelujah,
amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Romans chapter 1. Paul, a bond servant, verse 1, of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which He promised before through His prophet in the Holy Scriptures. Hallelujah. Consigning His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning the prophet spoke about Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Concerning God in various times and in various ways spoken to us through the prophet. Now here He said, He spoke again about His Son Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the prophet spoke about Him. Even in the wilderness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses had to give them the law because of the hardness of their heart. Because of the hardness of their heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says the same message that was preached to us was preached to them. In Hebrews chapter 4, it was preached to them. But it didn't profit them. Because if you read down, it says because of disobedience. Hallelujah. It was preached to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which was also preached to Abraham, and Abraham believed. Right? Hallelujah. Abraham believed. But to them, disobedience, hardness of heart. Moses, in the book of Deuteronomy, said, I know if I go, meaning if I die, you people will go back to foreign gods, you will do this. So he gave them the law. That's the reason why he gave them the law. Someone say, I stick to the law. Somebody say, I stick to Calvary cross. You know, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus is the Son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
John chapter 1 verse 29. Behold the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Which take away the sins of the world. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You also find that in Hebrews 2:16, speaking about himself. Hebrews 7:14. He is the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Now Jesus, on hearing that, said what? Upon this word, upon this statement, upon this fact, upon this truth, important, upon this reality, hallelujah, I will build my church. The word for build is the word oikodomio. Hallelujah. I will build my church. I will establish my church. I will found my church. Hallelujah. Oikodomio is gotten from two words. Oikos and domio. Hallelujah. Oikos means house. Domio means to erect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will build my church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now when Jesus said, I'll build my church, is this something that is going to be ongoing or something that should happen? Very important. We need to look at that. We need to know that, because there are some people who say, we want to start up a church, so let's pray. They'll gather a set of people and call them prayer band, prayer warriors. Oh, I love that. Prayer warriors. How come we've never had one? Well, we don't need it. Hallelujah. We are all prayer warriors. Glory to God. They'll gather a set of people and call them prayer band. These are not boys brigade band. I wonder the band they are beating. Hallelujah. For prayer warriors. And they say, let us pray that the Lord will found his church and the gate of hell will not prevail. Hey, people, how many of you have heard people pray that way till today? Let me say a hint. You've heard people pray that way till today. Let's pray that the gate of hell should not prevail over the church of God. The gate of hell should not prevail. Let's pray. I see some people, oh my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll pass that level, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at how Jesus used the word oikodomio first. Because Paul also used the word, that same word oikodomio, for edifying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To edify. To. Okay, we see Paul use it in Romans 15 verse 20. Paul 8, 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1 and verse 10. He calls it to embolden in verse 10. To embolden. Hallelujah. We see him use it in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4 and verse 17. He said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Hallelujah. Embolden himself. Hallelujah. Emboldens himself. He that prophesies, embolden the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's see the way Jesus used it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. We're going to read chapter 7, verse 24. Use it to give an illustration. Matthew 7, verse 24. I'm going to read. 7 verse 24. Are you there? Now, look at verse 24. It says, therefore, whoever hears the saying of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built. Look at the word. Who built his house on the rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he's using the rock here again as what? Figurative text. Now, you see, in verse 16, even now, if he's now calling Peter a rock, you know that there's an issue. Do you understand me? He can't be referring to Peter's rock, because I'm going to show you before that how he used the word rock figuratively. Hallelujah. I said you believe on his word. He refers to his word as rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see how he used it? Okay, look at chapter 21, verse 23. Chapter 21, verse 23. Sorry, 21 verse 33. I was almost missing it. Okay, I read. Did now hear another parable? Now remember, parables are. I want to define a parable are, or can be defined as, using earthly stories to explain heavenly things, to explain spiritual facts. And we know that earthly things are in are incapable to explain heavenly or spiritual fact in its totality. Hallelujah. So a pastor will say parables are the minute test form of explaining spiritual truths. And I believe it 100%. If there's anything above 100%, I do. Hallelujah. Now let's look at what Jesus said. And somebody said, then why did Jesus use it? Then go and read Psalms. He said what? Let me not go there. He uses the word dark sayings. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he fulfilled that prophecy in his earthly work. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now here, another parable. There was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard. The word planted, who built, hallelujah, a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. From these two verses, I don't want to read them because of that, like, I don't start giving you other exegesis that is different from what I want to say. I am trying my best not to deviate, not I can focus on this. But what I'm going to show you is going to take a length of days, a length of meetings. Do you understand it? Now, we're going to carefully look at them. Carefully. Glory to God. Now, as Bible students, these two verses have shown me. I can establish a truth from those two, right? Okay, let's, from these two verses I've shown you, what do you think? What did you see there? You can also read chapter 23, verse 29. That was where I was actually tilting to before I got to this. Chapter 23 of that Matthew, verse 29. Now, from these three verses, what do you think? How did Jesus use the word oikodomio as regards what he was about to do? He used them. Can you just get at the similarity? What is the similarity, Bible student? The similarity there is the word built, right? Built. He used them as something that has happened, not something that will be happening. Do you understand me? He used it in the past. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then this is an edge to what we are studying. It's going to give us an edge to what I want to show you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he said, I'll build my church. Hallelujah. I will build my church. The word for church is the word ecclesia. E-K-L-E-S-I-A. Ecclesia. Hallelujah. 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 Upon this rock I'll build my church. The gate of hell will not prevail. We're going to dissect it one by each. Hallelujah. So, where did he build this church? On that truth concerning himself. So, therefore, I can say he built the church in himself. Right? Upon the truth concerning himself. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Concerning himself. The truth of him. That truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Because the Bible calls him the head of the church. Now, what is the word ecclesia? It's gotten from, it's a compound word. Hallelujah. We mean, first one is EK, not EK Shuku, EK. 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 Hallelujah. It means out. And the other word, ecclesia. That's wonderful. It means to call. Well, ecclesia means the called out ones. To call out. Do you understand me? To call out. Do you understand me? To call out. Now, Paul, my father. Now, Jesus was bringing Peter's attention to those that he would call out. Hallelujah. So he referred to them as the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he refers to them as the church. Those that will call, that he will call out. And that includes us. Let's look at that. Ephesians chapter 1. Now remember, I said the church is founded on that truth concerning himself, hallelujah, concerning himself being the Christ and the Son of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, I want to say something, but before I say it, I want to show us before I say it, hallelujah. Okay, Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Let me rush there. Chapter 1. I could just quote it, but I want us to read it together. Because it's a teaching class. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, verse 22 through 23. Okay, so we'll get the gist. Verses 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the workings of the mighty power which he worked in Christ? Hallelujah. Did you see that? In Christ. When he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. That's where we are. Hallelujah. Far above principalities, power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Not only in this age but in that which is to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 22. And he has put all things under his feet and has given him to be the head over all things to the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, giving him to be head over all things, which is the church. Father, thank you. Hallelujah. Which is the church. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Refers to us as the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which is the body. Did you see? He called the church the body, his body, which is his body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church is what? Is his body. The fullness of him that fills all in all. What it means by all in all is you in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fills all in all. The church. So he calls the church his body. Take note of that. We're going to come to that. Identifying the church in discerning the Lord's body. We'll look at it in the course of this teaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to identify the church as we discern the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Amen.
It's getting much more wonderful. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 4. Oh, it's going to be a long reading. Oh, it's going to be long. Okay. From verse 1. Are you ready? Are you ready? Said, now, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness and long-suffering, bearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body. Just be ticking this in your Bible, if it is your Bible. Hallelujah. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called. Did you remember that call in the hope of your calling? Now he said, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't need to go through different baptism. One. Hallelujah. Let's just continue. Don't need to go through baptism of water, fire. Some people have different baptism. After baptism of water, then go for baptism of fire. Then go for some baptism of sanctification. You then become a pastor. Graduation. They are the ones that call people to become pastors. Wonderful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, he said, where in what verse? One baptism, verse 6. One God, one Father of all, who is above all, and through all, in you. And in you all. Hallelujah. Did you see? Christ, God, in us all. Now in verse 7, but to each one of us is given according to the measure of Christ's gifts. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. Now, this he ascends, what does it mean? That he also first descended into the lower part of the earth. Verse 10. Now, take note of this word. He descended to the lower part of the earth. Hallelujah. Verse 10. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Hallelujah. Verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Hallelujah. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Take note of that, edifying of the body of Christ. Remember, he calls the church in chapter 1 his body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? Hallelujah. So number one, we just identify that the church is his body. Right?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're taking it step by step. Okay, the church is his body. Now, verse 13, till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, that we should be no longer children. Thus, now he's using the word we to qualify the church, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. That we should be no longer children, tossed to and fro, carried away by every winds of doctrine, by the tricky of men and the cunning, cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head. Did you see that? He is the head. Christ. Take note of that. Christ is the head of the church. Hallelujah. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together, which is the church. Hallelujah. By what? And now listen to this. Knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by every part. Every effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth in the body for the edifying of itself in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get this? In the course of the study we are doing, we'll read it again, but this time all the whole chapter into chapter 5. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read it into chapter 5 to the end as we proceed. Hallelujah. Now, what did you get from this? Number one, he identifies the church as his body, right? Right? And he says he is the head of the body, meaning he's part of the body. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand me? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he calls that we are joined together. You have to pick those words. Pick those words. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. First of all, who is the church? Okay, chapter 2, verse 5. Let's go back to chapter 2. We understand that. Chapter 2, verse 5, it says, when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive with Christ. By grace you've been saved. Verse 6, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Meaning, where he is, we are. Hallelujah. Oh, and where we are, he is. Two ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So number one, we're joined with him. Number two, he is the head. We are the body. And we are the church. We are the called out ones. So Paul explains it to us that we are the called out ones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to actually show us one more thing. Okay. Should I today? Okay. Galatians chapter 3 verse 26. Just get it down so I don't pick this up again. Galatians 3 26. Romans 6 1 to 3. Colossians 2 verse 12. Can we quickly rush through that? And Ephesians chapter. Ephesians. Let me quickly check that out. Ephesians chapter 3. Okay. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Okay, I'm there. I will start from Ephesians 5:23 because we were there before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, now, take note of this. Say, wives, submit to your husband. Verse 22, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, also Christ the head of the church. Number one, he's the head. Hallelujah. And he is the savior of the body. Therefore, verse 24, therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be subject to the husband. Take note of that, just as the church is subject to Christ, referring to us as the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's some guys, when they pick out this thing, the only thing they see is husband and wife. Wife, submit! We are not submitting. The only thing God asked me to do to you is to love. So just to love. Forgetting the fact that some verses before, he said, submit one to another. Really, the man too has to submit, and the lady too has to submit. Hallelujah. Well, let's leave that. This is not a... Hallelujah. Our calling is Christ and Christ alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's read on. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 12. I'm coming to those verses I gave to you. Hebrews chapter 12. Should I read Hebrews now? No, let's look at Galatians 3, 26. I said Galatians 3, what? 26, right? Yeah, I'm there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Okay, let's look at Galatians 6:26. Okay, it says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ. We are how? Through faith in Christ. This is how we become the church. Hallelujah. In Christ. Meaning individually as church, as members, we are in Christ. And now what does that make us? Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to show you something. Hebrews 12. Okay. To buttress this, Romans, once as you're open to Hebrews 12, I'll quote Romans 6. Romans 6, 1 to 3. It says, shall we continue to sin again? Or shall we continue to sin not again that grace may abound? Say, nay, how can we who are dead to sin live any longer in it? He said, don't you know, as many of you who were baptized into Christ, as many of you who are baptized into Christ are baptized into his death. Hallelujah. And we're buried with him through baptism. By true baptism, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, you too should walk in newness of life. So it tells us of our identification in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If you watch in all of Paul's message of identification in Christ, he does not stop at he died. You see him talk about the fact he was raised and wished to walk. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. I shared something on our pastor's WhatsApp group, not whatever. I want to stop using that word. Hallelujah. I want to stop, and I'm consciously going to stop it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, you know you can consciously stop something. Yeah. Hallelujah. You can consciously stop it. Sometimes I just use the word whatever, and it's wrong. Hallelujah. It's sounding rude and disrespectful. So, I mean, whatever. I want to stop it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead. Now, I shared it on the pastor's WhatsApp group, and just woke up one morning, and I just saw a brother. Brother, let me not use the other word. Then, he just wrote something. He was celebrating his sister's birthday. He now wrote, sister of the cross. Hey, sister, my beloved sister of the cross. And I said, I now asked him, bro, are you now So you understand? Is it Olubo, Olubo, Obu? Or let's know. Hallelujah. I actually answered that question. I actually asked him a question, sister of which, something like that. He now brought out something. Now said, hey. He wrote something like, I've deleted it. I know I posted it, but I deleted it. Because, he wrote something like, we are in the cross. Something like that. When the guy said, bro, I've left the cross. He said, okay, he said, there's a difference between sister in the cross and sisterhood of the cross. But, yeah, the only thing there, the only difference there is hood. Everything is the same. Have you? Well, I didn't say that to him. I already said it. Everything is the same. Now, he went for that and I said, he is in the cross. I said, man, bro, I've left the cross. Hallelujah. I'm alive with him. He's not in the cross. Hallelujah. He said, no. He said, I understand. He said, I am still in the cross. And I said, okay, where's your scripture to back that? I gave him three scriptures that said, cause be anyone that is on the cross. So who I left on the cross is my old man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, I know. He said, the cross is the means to the end. I told him, yes. He said, he understands the means to the end, but you have to stay there. Hallelujah. So Paul is very particular when teaching identification with Christ. He makes us know that, yes, there's the point of the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And also, we are glorified with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ didn't remain dead on the cross. If I told the disciples, is it not in the scripture in Luke chapter 24 that Christ ought to suffer these things and then enter into his glory? This say Christ ought to suffer this and stop. And then enter into his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So can we go ahead?
Yes.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 12, right? After Timothy's Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1. Okay, Hebrews 12, verse 1. Going a bit higher, deeper. It said, therefore, since also we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witness. Okay, it's going to be long. Let's just jump down to verses 23. Okay, verse 22, sorry. 22 said, but you have come to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. So you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. He said, listen to me, this is where we are. Say you have come to Mount Zion, that is the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. He said, to the general assembly. He's telling you where we are. We're not in all these different places. He's just one. He's breaking, he's explaining it to us. Hallelujah. The general assembly. He said, and which is the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven to God, the judge of all, to the spirit of just men made perfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So therefore, we can say, with all this I've shown you, so therefore, we can now say Jesus Christ is the universal church. Do you agree that with me? With all this we've seen, he is the universal church and we are churches too within him. Do you agree with me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So take note of that. He is. So he is and we are churches too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Just talking about church. There are still many more scriptures I'll give us, but maybe next time we'll just pick it up from somewhere and then we'll flow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I'll build my church. Another word he uses is the gate of hell. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where we'll now know whether he is still building or not. Now, he uses the word the gate of hell. Now, remember, I said before now, his usage of the word build is used in what? In the past, right? Oikodomio, right? Now let's look at something else. He said the gate of hell. The word hell is the word Hades. Hallelujah. The word hell is the word Hades, meaning the place of the grave or the place of the dead. Paul uses it, okay, Jesus himself uses it to signify the grave. Yes, once. And Paul also uses it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, let's open our Bible to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55. Jesus said something. Hallelujah. Somebody should read. It's a room now. Somebody should read. Let's be fast. 1 Corinthians. I didn't say Matthew.
That's
first.
Five.
Yeah.
Oh grave,
where is thy victory? Now, Paul uses it as oh grave. Now, the word Hades means the place of the dead. Hallelujah. Now, remember, when we read in Ephesians, he said in chapter 4, he said, he who ascended is he who first of all did what? Descended. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I once told somebody one day, Jesus went to hell. He said, false prophet! And I said, ask her, how? This is within this month. This is September, right? Okay, yeah, this month. But he shouted, false prophet! And I'm like, how? He said, what did Jesus go to do in hell? Hey! Me, I'm the one in my heart shouting, Jesus! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And the next question I asked is, unconsciously, it just came out, who is your pastor? You know, I say it here very often, who is your pastor? I just say, who is your pastor? As in, to me, it was striking. What is your faith? What were you taught? He just died and just got to heaven. Do you understand? My God. He said he attends one Pentecost. I said, I understand. They've bottled everything and just throw it on you. Or maybe you're not listening in church. So go and ask your pastor if Jesus went to hell. And come back and give me answer. Give the person, I said, me, this one, I will not teach you. Mm-mm. Give the person scripture. Go and study. Do you understand? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So where did you resurrected from? Oh, he went to heaven and just came back. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, now, where was I? Okay, I remember now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the place of the dead. Jesus went there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, he said, death would not. Now he said, death, which is the gate of hell, will not prevail. Hallelujah. Will not prevail over it. Now, listen to me. He was talking about what he wanted to do because he knows he was going to die. Hallelujah. And go to the place of the dead. Hallelujah. Now, he's telling Peter, the church I'm going to build, meaning my called out ones that I'm going to establish, the one for Ecodomius to establish, hallelujah, the church, I'm the called out one that I'm going to establish, the gate of hell will not be able to stop this work from happening. Meaning, the gate of death. Death will not be able to stop it. So, when he died, referring to the gate of hell, he was referring to what he's going to do. Hallelujah. When he died and resurrected on the third day, the gate of hell didn't stop the church from coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take note of the word, gate of hell. If it means gate of hell, if hell is going to have a gate, you should know it's a spiritual place, then the word gate will be used by Jesus figuratively. Hallelujah. Which means we can say the gate of hell is the authority of hell. We see Jesus saying that in the book of Revelations. He said, I have the keys of what? Of death, which is Hades. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read further. After Jesus told Peter that, he said, I will give to you the keys of heaven. Right? Right? Was that what he said? Look at verse 19 of Matthew chapter 16. Say, whatever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Bind on earth shall be bind in earth. Whatever you lose shall be loose. Somebody should read that. Yeah?
The keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Whatever thou shalt bind on earth
shall be bound in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. Somebody should read that also for us immediately. Let's just be fast. Yeah.
Was not dead as a children of the flesh of blood. He also himself likewise too of the same. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death that is the
devil. He said through death. So he partook of it. Hallelujah. That through death he might destroy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word for destroy is the word to make of none effect. To make of none effect. Hallelujah. The one who has the power of what? Of death. The word is the authority of death. Hallelujah. So Jesus actually did what? Disarmed him. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Disarmed him. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
The word for destroy, you'll find in, just take it down so that we'll round off from here. Romans 3 verse 3, we'll continue from here. Chapter 3 verse 3, chapter 3 verse 31. Chapter 4, verse 14, and First Colossians. So I wanted to say that too, but I stopped. Colossians 2, verse 14. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Okay. So, would continue from here next in the course of the week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the church right now, we can read Matthew 16:18 as I have found my church and the gate of hell did not prevail against it. Not I will be finding it. He has. At what point did he do it? At his resurrection. We're going to look at that. At what point? At his resurrection. Hallelujah. And we're going to look at it from the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the gate of hell will not prevail. Will not stop me from doing it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we'll start from there. We are his church. We are his living church. We are his called out ones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. It said, he has delivered us. That is the one for all time deliverance. That you don't need a deliverance class. Some people say, they say they need to deliver me. I need to go for deliverance. Say, no, the man in Christ is the man who has been delivered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. He has called us out from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been delivered from the hands of sickness, from the hands of the devil. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. We are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been called out. We want to look at that also. We've been called out from what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I'm the church of Christ.
I'm the church of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm in him.
I'm in him.
And he's in me.
And he's in me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you know, as many of you who are joined into Christ. Have put on Christ. Yeah, I've quoted that. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. I want to quote something. He said, to be joined with the Hallow is one body with her. Then to be joined with the Lord is one spirit. It's one spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man in Christ does not have two spirits. Hallelujah. It's one spirit. There are two angels knocking in your heart. The angel of God will be telling you, don't do it. Then the bad angel will be telling you, Sunday school teacher, she's smiling already. Hallelujah. You have to telling you, do it, do it, do it, do it. Don't do it. The one that will shout, do it 10 times. That one is it. They told us how to hear, you know, in Sunday school we're told, not You understand? Sunday school. You understand? Sunday school. You understand? We after church would eat biscuits. Even the teachers would take biscuits. We like the biscuits. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll go for teacher's class to take the biscuits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will give people ministry for biscuits. Hallelujah. Anointed Amen. People to minister biscuits to us. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, they now made two doors. They told us there are two angels. Angel of God. If we didn't hear this kind of message, blessed are thou, for the word of God has gained ascendance in your heart. Hallelujah. But we heard it several times. When you are going close to your mommy's pot, the good angel will tell you, don't touch the meat. Don't touch the meat. Well, I grew up in the base, so all those things they were saying did not make meaning to me because we were brought up in broken. So I don't even hear, don't touch the meat. Eat them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The man in Christ has one spirit with him. We're one with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm the man in Christ. And I'm born of the spirit. Right? What is that? Whenever we take that song, some people are fast, some people are slow. Hallelujah. Say, I'm the Father's house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I have a psalm on teachers. Quickly. I have a psalm on the teachers. So we sing.